It's been a little different for our family and I. Of course, most of you know how God is working. I know the direction God has taken us is kind of unusual. And I know there's been several that have said, well, I don't think God would ever do something like that. Well, when you make that statement, you take the mind of God on. All I know is I'm in God's will and have no doubt about it. And the route is kind of unorthodox to most, but God is blessing in such a great way. Just in the last year since we've been back, many souls have been saved and churches have started. And you'll see a little bit tonight concerning one church that just got started here in the last couple of weeks by one of our graduates. And one of our graduates is going to be starting a new church here soon. So God's working in a great way. We're excited about what God's doing over there. The young man that's helping is Pastor B.J. Perdon. He is basically my Timothy. And he's a son to me, and I love him dearly. He put this DVD together, and it amazes me at how God is using this young man. And just to see how God is working in the lives of our people over there. I watched the video earlier a few days ago when it came in, and about the only thing I could do was just sit and weep. I miss them. Like I said, I don't understand why God has done what He's done and why He's chosen to put me here. I do know that I'm supposed to be here. And what has happened over there since we've left has just been exciting. We're working at the Bible College right now. We're having 7 graduate here this next week. We're looking to take on at least another 10 more into our Bible College. So the Bible College is growing. It's prospering. We're getting more men in, which is really exciting. And a lot of those men now are being used in a great way. The other American missionaries that are in the country have requested our men to be interpreters. Because we have standards, we teach the Word of God. It's a Bible college. It's not a college to go play around in. For 2 years, they work and they learn. And they walk away learning a lot of things. And we've heard a lot of comments from pastors throughout the country on how knowledgeable our students are and how our graduates are. And how God is using them throughout the country of Nepal. It's still my desire to see a church in every village of Nepal and to begin reaching out into India and even into Tibet itself. I'm praying that this year will be the year that we actually start getting some Tibetan students. We're working on right now getting all our curriculum on disk and basically having everything available so that maybe one day when one of our graduates decides to venture out into another place, maybe into another country on their own, that they'll take that curriculum and maybe start their own Bible college somewhere. And we can begin to spread throughout Asia, building churches for the glory of God. And so it's been exciting. We also are going to continue working on getting the Bible translated into Tibetan. That desire hasn't changed. I may be over here, but I'm still working with a young man. And it is my desire to see that completed, to have the Tibetan people have their own Bible, a good Bible in their hands. And so we ask that you continue to pray for that. And so Lord is working. We do appreciate your prayers and your support. I encourage you one day, if you get a chance, to come over and visit us. The 13 years we were there, the only visitors we had was my preacher and Pastor Lamont's down in Missoula. I don't know what it is about Nepal, but nobody wanted to come see us. Maybe it's because I tell stories and they don't want to come after I tell a story. But I'm thinking, you know, based on where we're at, we're a little more civilized than where the Wanzers are at. Amen. I don't know. According to preacher, we're not. According to preacher, it's a little bit worse over there. And there are places that are worse. And there's places that Brother BG and I have talked about that we'd like to get into and begin spreading the Word of God. And so the money that we're receiving right now, like I said, most of what we get right now is support, goes back to support that Bible college, the church there, and also to help our graduates start new works. And so you will see through this video that your money that you've spent is well spent and well invested. I don't take that stuff lightly. Everything that's given to us, I'm not here to party. A lot of people think I'm back on vacation. I can work and take care of my family. But the money I get for support, it's going back there and taking care of those folks. I'm not interested in supporting myself off of my support because I can do other things to take care of myself. And preacher knows, and I've already done that. Like I said, we just want to see more done. I want to see the Bible College grow even more, see the church grow even more. But it takes work and it takes support. Amen? And it takes your prayers. So appreciate all that you've done for us. We appreciate all your prayers. And like I said, we're going to be leaving on Wednesday. It's going to be a real fast trip this time. Praying that next year we can get more time. I'd like to take anywhere from 3 weeks to a month and begin going out and seeing some of the graduates and the works that they're starting. But I'm definitely going to take a lot more pictures while I'm there this time and bring back some good stuff and hopefully be able to share it with you when we come home.